This is Dr. Ross, the Believer's Doctor, and you are listening to the Believer's Medicine Podcast, where we use the Word of God to improve our health and discuss contemporary topics in medicine, as well as ways to prevent common diseases such as diabetes, high blood pressure, stroke, and various cancers. Remember, medicine is a rapidly changing field. Therefore, the information contained within this show may have changed by the time you are listening to this podcast. Also, this podcast should be used for educational purposes only and not to diagnose or treat a particular symptom or illness. If you have questions regarding a disease or symptom, please consult your doctor. Let's get started. Today, I would like us to talk about major depression. Now, major depression is a term we hear from time to time to describe a state where someone feels down for a prolonged period of time. Social interactions and activities of daily living can be affected. As discussed previously, feelings of depression can be linked to a medical condition, medication, menstruation, pregnancy, loss of a loved one, or change in one's environment. At other times, others may feel depressed and not quite know why. In this case, your doctor may be suspicious of major depressive disorder. In the course of a lifetime, about 12% of individuals may be affected by depression worldwide. In the United States and Europe, about 18% of individuals may deal with major depression. Over the next several episodes, we will discover more about the symptoms of major depression and how we can use the Bible to live a happier life and attack each symptom of this disease. For today, let's define major depressive disorder and list the symptoms. The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, or DSM-5, is a book used by healthcare professionals to diagnose mental health conditions, including major depression. According to the DSM-5, those with major depressive disorder have a depressed mood and a lack in the interest and pleasure in most, if not all, activities of daily life. A lack in the interest in the activities of life is called anhedonia. Other symptoms of depression include changes in eating habits, weight, sleep, energy level, and concentration. There can also be thoughts of worthlessness or guilt. With extreme symptoms of depression, one may find themselves having thoughts of harming themselves or others. Remember, these thoughts are not of God and should be rejected immediately. You have an amazing life to live and a God-given purpose to fulfill. Importantly, you can feel depressed without being depressed. In other words, feelings of depression do not necessarily mean one suffers from major depressive disorder. Major depressive disorder is diagnosed when it predominates your mood greater than 50% of the time and persists for no less than 2 weeks. In essence, we can all feel down in the dumps from time to time, but major depression occurs when feelings of emptiness, sadness, and depression fill your thoughts, impact your daily life, and last for a prolonged time. Starting today, I want you to throw away the title of depression that has been placed upon you. Your heart will be filled with genuine joy and laughter. This does not mean you should stop taking your medications or speaking with a counselor. Instead, educate yourself on this disease while partnering with your healthcare team to defeat depression. Most importantly, arm yourself with the Word of God as you place your full trust in Him. Remember, Jesus will bring you out of the darkness and break your chains into pieces. See Psalm 107 and 14. We claim our victory today for the battle we will win over depression in the future. Thank you for listening to our episode on What is Major Depression? Remember, you can follow us on Instagram or Facebook. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. You can find out more about us at thebelieversdoctor.com. I'll see you soon.